Beit Elul, Thursday the 28th of August, Rabbi Reuben Atlas, Kedusha.
Good morning, not too late to wish good Chodesh. This week's Sedra Pashas Shechtim, the mitzvah of separating the Ori Miklot, is repeated, first introduced in Pashas Masseh, repeated this week in Pashas Shechtim. There are six Ori Miklot, Moshe Rabbeinu, in his lifetime, was miyached three of them, three would be later on. Then the Sheish Ori Miklot would be koltois. They would fulfill their role, that somebody who kills b'shogeg, unosal achsa horim ha'il v'choi, the goyal adam will not be able to kill him when he reaches, and he is protected by the boundaries of the Sheish Ori Miklot. And there are mem beis Ori Levin. So the Gemara in Makkos Daf Yud asks already, what's the difference in halacha between the Mem Beis Ori Levim and the Sheish Ori Miklot? Omar Abaye explains that the Mem Beis Ori Miklot are only koilet midas. Is that the person who killed B'shogeg has to know he's in one of the Mem Beis Ori Levim, and if he doesn't know, then the ear is not koilet. Masha'eke, the Sheish Ori Miklot, even if he doesn't know he's in an ear miklot, he is afforded protection from the wrath of the Goyal Adam. So what's the Heichatimtza? For example, he's brought in there on a stretcher, fast asleep, and the Goyal Adam says, aha, I will pounce. And the Goyal Adam then does that, and pounces. If he's in one of the Sheish Ori Miklot, he's fast asleep, he doesn't know he's in an Ori Miklot, then the Goyal Adam is chayev for having killed the sleeping Rotzeach. But in the Mem Beis Ori Levim, if the sleeping Rotzeach didn't realize, because he was fast asleep, he's in one of the Mem Beis Ori Levim, then the Goyal Adam is potter and has every right to go ahead and be the usual vengeful Goyal Adam. The Oruch Lanel already in Makos Daf Yud asks, there doesn't seem to be any makor for this din, this chiluk, that the Mem Beis Ori Levim makoyle only midas, the Sheish Ori makoyle bein midas loy melo midas. There's no makor for this. It's not a drasha from a posuk. Is it a svara? Is it a machshava? And the Oruch Hanei asked the question already. And I'm not going to come here to answer the question or to be matter in the ha'ora of the Oruch Hanei. I would just like to give a machshava to perhaps explain the Mahalik. In that difference between the Ori Levim and the Sheish Ori Miklot. For a while, I have been mesmerized by a question. And this question revolves around the whole yesod of the inyan of Kedusha. Kedusha is something which hopefully for sure is apparent in our lives. It's apparent as a klal yisrael that we are zeicha to Kedusha. What is Kedusha? How does Kedusha come about? There's a famous yisoid from Rabbi Elia Lopium. And he explains the yisoid of Kedusha by comparing two mountains in our Masorah. One mountain in our Masorah is Har Sinai. Har Sinai was the stage upon which perhaps the biggest Gilui Shechina since Maisa Bereshis took place, Matan Torah Seinu. And yet today, I personally this year, well, I was not Zoicha, but today in summer holidays, if you want to go on a teal up Har Sinai, because in Tehet, don't forget a map and a compass, and up you go, up Har Sinai, you can drop your litter, well, you can't, but you can drop your litter on Har Sinai, and you're not poigein b'kedushasa in one iota. There's no kedusha left on Har Sinai. So if you come across the remnants of some camp who have been up there, and you come across all their rubbish and evidence that they've been there, nishkefelach, that's Har Sinai. The Kedusha does not remain. Har Habayis, Har Hamoria, is Kidsha L'Shaita, Kidsha L'Osid Lovoi. Afilu Bizman Hazeh, the Kedusha from Har Habayis remains. asks Rebellia, what's the chiluk between Har and Har? And Rebellia explains like this. Har Kedusha depends upon the active avoider of Klal Yisrael, or of an individual yid in an individual circumstance. It requires avoider. And Klal Yisrael did not perform avoider on Har Sinai. Ah, you'll ask me, Matan Torah wasn't an avoider. Klal Yisrael were passive. Klal Yisrael were at the foot of Har Sinai. Sras Emes asked the Kasha already that the Kodesh Baruch Hu promised Moshe Rabbeinu by the snare, Zeh Yelchol Ois, that when you come out from Mitzrayim, to Avdun Ezelikim Allah Horazeh, so the Sras Emes, it refers to the Mitzvah of Hagbolah, Al Horazeh, Etzel Horazeh. But on Har Sinai per se, there was no Avida from Klal Yisrael. Hibra, Har Habirio, Har Habayis, was the scene for thousands upon thousands of korbanos. It was the Mokim Avida from Avraham Avinu, V'yashkem Avraham, the Mokim Asher Omad Shom Pnei Erukim. It was V'yetzes Yitzchak Nesuach Basodeh. It was V'yifka B'mokim. It was the Mokim Avida of the Ovis. And in later generations, of course, it was the Mokim Avida of Beis Abayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni. The Kedusha created by the Avida, begun by the Ovis, continued by the Klal Yisrael, that creates Kedusha, says Rebellion. Avoda is dependent upon the active Avoda of Bnei Yisrael. The Meshech Chochma points this out in an amazing sequence of psukim. Meshech Chochma is in Parshas Achrei Mos, but it's relevant to psukim at the end of Parshas Pekudei. And there within lies the question with which I've been mesmerized for a while. The Pesukim at the end of Parshas Pekudei are talking about the mitzvah of, now that we've built the Kelim for the Mishkan, we have to do Meshicha, with the Shemen HaMishcha, to the Kelim of the Mishkan. U'mashachta es mizbacha oila. Sorry, I'm going before that. V'lokachta Shemen HaMishcha, u'mashachta es HaMishkan ves kol asheboi. There's a mitzvah, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do Meshicha to the Mishkan, and in context, the Mishkan there refers to the oil moed, pnim, but the pnimius of the Klodiostika Mishkan. You have to do Meshicha to it, ves kol asheboi, v'kidashto isoi, thus you'll make it Kodosh, ves kol kelov, and all the kelim within will become Kodosh, oh, v'hoyo kodesh, and it shall become Kodesh, Mishkan Pnimi, the Menorah, Mizbech Hazav, the Shulchan, Oroin, they will become Kodesh, and I will repeat, just and only Kodesh with the Meshicha with Shemen HaMishcha. But the next Pasuk, Mavil Adas, U'moshachta es Mizbech Oilo, then you go out into the Chotzeh, you do Meshicha to the Mizbech Oilo, there's Kol Kelov, and all its pertinences, V'kidashto es ha-mizbeach, wait for it. V'hoyo ha-mizbeach, mizbeach ha-chitzoin, kodesh kodoshim. The mizbeach ha-chitzoin, with Meshicha which b'shemen, becomes kodesh kodoshim. Nebuch, the oroin, and the kodesh kodoshim, v'mizokt, only becomes kodesh, whereas the mizbeach ha-chitzoin, p'sukim, the end of Parshas Pekudei, becomes Kodesh Kodoshim. So the Meshech Chochma, the Mizbeach HaChitzon is Kodesh Kodoshim? Yes, yeah, says the Meshech Chochma. Because the Mizbeach HaChitzon is the stage upon which the Avoda from Klal Yisrael Al Pi Rov takes place. Yeah, the Ikka from Korbanos is Zrika. There's some Zrika done Bifnim for some Korbanos. But Ikka, Barov, the Mokam Avoda in Beis HaMikdosh is the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Mokim Avoida Shaft Kedusha, Kedesh Kedoshim. But hang on, I claim a minute. Bifnim, we always call it the Kedesh Kedoshim. And of course the Kodesh Kodoshim is the Kodesh Kodoshim. And of course a Yid, a Boshata Yid, and only the Kohen Gadol is allowed inside the Kodesh Kodoshim Achas Bashana Thavos. Because the Kodesh Kodoshim is Kodesh Kodoshim. It's got Hosofas Kedusha. But hang on a minute. Kodesh Kedusha Zot Rebellion. Zot Meshechachm Zotas is this Mizbech HaChitzayin Kodesh Kedoshim Avaidashaft Kedusha. Therefore, where within lies the Kodesh Kedoshim from the Kodesh Kedoshim? You see from the interaction between Mizbech HaChitzayin and the Kodesh Kedoshim that there's two dinim in Kedusha. Famous Chazal, Kedushim Tihyu, Prushim Tihyu, that Kedusha is Nisaveh Al Yidei Prusha. HaKadosh Baruch is the ultimate Porush, and he is ultimately Kodosh. And if a Yid Kedushim Tihyu is Poyresh from Inyonei Olam Hazeh, then within there is created an element of Kedusha. Kedushim Tihyu, Purushim Tihyu. So for sure the Kodesh Kodoshim is Yoseh Porush, it's Yoseh Meyuchot, Achas Bashana, only the Kohen Gadol. And thus, therefore, there's the Din Kedusha Mitzad Purushim Tihyu, and that's the Kodesh Kodoshim. There seems to be another Din Kedusha, a created Aridei Aveda, that's the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, Aridei Mashicha B'Shemen, Kodesh Kodoshim, that's Har Bayis as opposed to Har Sinai. There seems to be two L'chaira disparate inyonim of Kedusha. They are not disparate at all. I once heard from Diane Erentroy at a Sudas Pidyon Ben the following question and answer. In the midst of Pidyon HaBen, there in Parshas Bo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu zokt, Kadesh Li Kol Bechor. It's a mitzvah upon us to be Mekadesh the Bechor. And the Psukim in Parshas B'Midbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ki Li Kol Bechor, B'yom HaKaisi Kol Bechor, B'Eretz Mitzrayim, Hikdashti Li Kol Bechor, B'Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch says, Hikdashti li. I was Makdish the Bechor. So where within lies the mitzvah in Parshas Bo, Kadesh li kol Bechor? If HaKadosh Baruch has already said, Hikdashti kol Bechor, the Rabbeinu Shalom was Makadesh the Bechor. And Diane Erentroy, if I understood correctly, answered that that's the inyan of at least the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu invests Kedusha in a Bechor. And the Yid of Avi HaBen has to be Misyaches to that Kedusha and be Moisif Kedusha Mishaloi. Kedusha is two-way traffic. The Rabbeinu Shalom imbues the Kodesh Kedoshim Mokim Aharon with Kedusha Kedusha Kodesh Kedoshim. How is a Yid misyachis to the Kedusha from the Kodesh Kedoshim? By avoiding the Mizbeach HaChitzayin. Each of the Mizbeach HaChitzayin and the Kodesh Kedoshim b'lifnim, they're mati'im zeh lezeh. They're two components of one Kedusha plan. Is that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam invests Kedusha, and a Yid has to be misyachis to the Kedusha and be moisif Kedusha. I was thinking, this last Leil Shabbos, I was thinking with Kos in the right hand. I was thinking, here I have a mitzvah of Kiddush. And Loshen HaChazal is mitzvah Lekadesh. I have a mitzvah to be Mekadesh the Shabbos. And I was thinking, how do I do that? By Zogging Iba, Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. Ich sag that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is Mekadesh Shabbos, there within being Mekayim, I am being Mekadesh the Shabbos. Hallo Dover who? How am I, what's the meaning of me being Mekadesh by saying the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is Mekadesh? Heinu Hach. by being makir the kedusha inherent in Shabbos from Baruch Ato Hashem Makadesh Shabbos, that the Rabbeinu Shloim is Makadesh Shabbos, there within I'm a siyachis to that kedusha, and I'm performing avoda ala kosik zogepes, I'm doing a mitzvah, I'm being misachis to that kedusha, and that's the scheme from kedusha. Kedusha from the Rabbeinu Shloim mitzad prushim tihyu, mitzad oitzem kedushosloi prishosloi, that's the kedusha from the Rabbeinu Shloim. And then I have the kedusha which I can create halidei avoda. And the chayra, there's a kethel loshen in every brocha ala mitzvah. Asher kiddushonu b'mitzvei sov v'tzivonu. It's l'chayis gnut zogun. Asher kiddushonu b'mitzvei sov ala tilas luv. What's the repetition of v'tzivonu? Is the Rabbeinu Shloim creates an opportunity for Kedusha Mitzad with the Rabbeinu Shloim with a tzivonu. His mitzvah is to do a mitzvah. And now today the performance of the mitzvah, through actually doing that mitzvah, a misyache, so that opportunity for Kedusha, and we create Kedusha aliday our avodah. It's a double scheme. That's inherent in the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. Find the same thing by Bechor Behema. It's Kodesh Merechem, but it's a mitzvah to be makdishit. Yeah. It's a Meridic episode with Moshe Rabbeinu by the snare. Moshe Rabbeinu, his first conversation with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, comes to Midbar Sinai, comes to Har Sinai, and he begins his relationship. Is in the vua relationship with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Along he comes to the midbar. Vaya malach Hashem elov, v'lav asneish v'toich asneh. Vaya v'ne asneh boyer be'esh. An amazing thing. Moshe Rabbeinu perceives the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. He sees a snare boyer be'esh. Hasneh einenu ukol. Moshe Rabbeinu says, thoughts. I once wanted to be Magdi this Pasha in terms of a comic strip. I know it's a very cheap thing to do to a Pasha in the Torah. But if you would plot this Pasha out as a comic strip, you would then have to introduce one of those thought bubbles. I know that no gentleman has ever seen a comic strip, but in comic strips of old, when I used to see them, a speech bubble has got direct bold lines around the words, but a thought bubble is like a cloud, sometimes accompanied by a little light bulb, because he had a light bulb moment. The Kamat Kol HaTorah Kula is speech bubbles from Moshe Rabbeinu, or from any other personage in Torah. But here we've got a thought bubble. Vayomer Moshe. Moshe said, we didn't say anything to anybody because there was nobody there. Asura nor ve'era'er. The Rabbeinu, the HaKadosh Torah makes a thought bubble out of what Moshe Rabbeinu's thought process. Asura no ve'era'er. I want to turn aside. I want to see. Es amare ha-godol azeh, madua lo yivar asneh. Okay. Vayar Hashem ki sor lirois. So Moshe Rabbeinu then would actively sor lirois. He turns aside and he makes a movement to go and see. Vayikra eilov elekim etoich asneh. Kadosh Baruch Hu calls to him, "Toich Asneh, Vayomer, Moshe, Vayomer, Al Takriv Alum." No. Shal Naalecho Ma'al Raglecho. Quickly take off your shoes. Ki Ad Maskeider Shu, because Amokim Mashata Oimei Dolov Ad Maskeider Shu. You're standing on a holy ground. Take off your shoes. Maveladas. I think I once heard the question first from Ramatiselz on the Zaykazons. Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu wait until Moshe Rabbeinu was standing on Admas Kodesh? And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, take off your shoes, standing on Admas Kodesh. It's a Rabbeinu Shalom is Yodel Machshavis. He knew the thought bubble. He knew that Moshe Rabbeinu was about to Asura Nova Era'er. He was about to take that step. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have been mocked him and saying, before you tread on Admas Kodesh, the Minig HaMokom is, you take off your shoes. Don't wait till he's in a mokomitza. Oh, you're standing there. Quickly take off your shoes. You don't wait if you see somebody about to eat a leaf of lettuce, and you can see with your microscopic vision, you can see that little thrips on that lettuce leaf. You don't wait until he's put it in his mouth and starts munching. He says, quick, 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 spit it out. You obviously pre-warn him. So why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu pre-warn Moshe Rabbeinu that you're about to stand on Abbas Kodesh, take off your shoes first? A terrible, awful mashal I have to share with you. I once viewed a house with a view of buying that house, and the owners were, at the time, were Japanese, and they very politely warned me, in fact they'd even told the agent to warn people before coming to view the house, before you come into the house you take off your shoes. They didn't want an embarrassing moment that I'd already walked down the hall with my shoes on, and then they'd be forced to ask me to take off my shoes. Is Moshe Rabbeinu had a thought bubble. He thought, but he hadn't yet been an Oved. He hadn't yet been an Oved Elokim. Until he actually was Sor Lirois and made that step to inquire, to be inquisitive, and to learn up the Parsha from Madur Einenu Ukol, why is it not being consumed? There was no Kedusha on the Mokoim. The Kedusha on the Mokoim was Nisahaveh Al Yedei Moshe Rabbeinu making that move that created the Kedusha level of Asachas. The Kedusha was created, and the Isser of Moshe Rabbeinu standing on the Mokoim with shoes on was created. Al Tikrav Elohim Shal Na'alechem Al Raglecha. Within that parsha, you see the dynamic of Kedusha. The Rabbeinu Shalolam was Masha Shechinosah on the snare. Amalach Hashem was nearer mitoich hasnare. That's an inyan of Kedusha. But it's not enough to create Kedusha Samokim until Moshe Rabbeinu was Nisyachis to the fact that the snare was a Einenu Ukol, and he wanted to be an Oved Elokim, Madu Alau Yivar HaSnare, and he makes the effort. That created the Kedusha. I was thinking that that's the inyan, perhaps, b'derech ha-machshava, between the Sheish Ori Miknot and the Mem Yis Ori Levi'im. Is the Sheish Ori Miknot, they were automatic. Is even if a Yid of the Rotzer was carried in there unconscious, or is fast asleep, or he just didn't know it was a near Miknot, his lamaisa is, he's in a near miklot. And if the Goyal Adam wants to take revenge there and then, the Goyal Adam is chayef. A Kodesh Baruch Hu puts the inyan of Kedusha into the Sheish Orei Miklot de facto. A Yid doesn't have to be misyachis to the fact that it's an ear miklot, the Sheish Orei Miklot. It is by definition an ear miklot. Not so the Mem Beis Ori Levi'im. The Membeis Ori Levi'im be'ikah of the Ori Levi'im. That means if it becomes full of roitzchim and there's no room left for the Levi'im to live in the Ori Levi'im, I'm afraid the Levi'im have schus kedima and they can push the excess roitzchim out. Go and find yourself another ear miklot. Not so the Sheishari Miklot. Sheishari Miklot be'ikah for roitzchim. Anybody can find a dira there, but be'ikah it's for the roitzchim. Not so the Membeis Levi'im, but Meyuchot, they are full of Levi'im. And the Levi'im, as we know, they are the semel for the Avodah. They are there, to Avodah Bashir, and the Kohanim Sheba Levi'im, to the Avodah Sheba Avodah. They are Yeru Mishpatecha, the Yaakov, the Soirosecha, the Yisrael. The Bnei Levi are the semel, the symbol for Avodah in Klal Yisrael. He's a Yaritzeach, finds himself in one of the Membeis Ori Levi'im. This is a nice place. Nice wide avenues, trees, green belt. I just wonder, if he's not misyachis to the fact that this is one of the Ori Levi'im. This is where the Levi'im live, and they learn Torah. Oh, do they learn Torah? They're such masmidim here. And they practice their shir. You can hear the dulcet tones of singing when you walk down the street in the morning, and they practice standing on guard by gates, or whatever else the Levi'im do to prepare themselves for the Avodah. This is the Mokim Avodah. If the Ritzach is not misyachis to that, if he doesn't put his tuppence worth into the Kedusha Kupa, Then the Kedushas doesn't affect him at all. The fact that the ear is koilate is not koilate for him. The Membeis Ori Levi'im are only koilate midas. Sheish Ori Miklot, they represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mashpia Kedusha Mitzad Prishosei, Mitzad He's the Rabbeinu Shalom, and that's one din in Kedusha. But the Mata'im din in Kedusha is represented by the Vov, by the Membeis Ori Leviim. They create he has to be Mesiaches to the Kedusha and be Mesiaches to the Aveda from the Leviim. Meudikavot. Hagrizim and Har Eivor. Chal Yisrael come into Eretz Yisrael, and again two different mountains this time. Hagrizim and Har Eivor. State in Medrash that Hagrizim was verdant. Hagrizim was green, fertile. What a beautiful mountain to look at and take photos upon. Mashenkein, Har Eivor was barren and rocky. Could also make a nice photo, but it's not. It wasn't green and verdant and fertile. Completely different. The question arises: is that these two mountains were in exactly the same region? They were subject to exactly the same amount of precipitation. They were zocheh to exactly the same amount and power of prevailing winds. All the usual factors which would dictate whether a mountain is barren or a mountain is verdant. Both mountains were equal. They took an equal share. How could it be that a Har Gerizim is a Har Gerizim, lush, and a Har Eivol is a Har Eivol, is a barren wilderness? I once heard from the Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Avraham Zalman Zeigersund. He explained like this. I'm going to say slightly differently to fit into what we wanted to say. Is that it's one thing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Mashpia Brocha. Havada HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashpia Brocha on Har Gerizim and on Har Eivol in equal measure. Just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be Mashpia Brocha to two Yidden, apparently identical Yidden. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be Mashpia Brocha on one, on a Reuven, just as he can on a Shimon. How come that Reuven turns out to be an Ish Mutzloch and Shimon comes out to be an Ish Shloch? If the answer is, because Reuven was a clay kibble. He took the bracha, he was ready for the bracha, he was mesiachis to the Kedusha, and he took the Kedusha, and he was nisoira alidei the Kedusha, and he was moisif Kedusha al Kedusha sakol of the Kedush Baruch Hu, asher kedishonu b'mitzvesov, v'tzivonu, and he became an Ish Mutzloch. But the same bracha was mushpa upon a Shimon, but Shimon wasn't a clay kibble. Shimon wasn't ready to be misyaches to the same sippers which HaKadosh Baruch Hu afforded Reuven, he afforded Shimon. But Shimon wasn't there. Shimon, as we say, didn't come to the party. And Shimon doesn't become an Ish Mutzlach. Shimon is a Shimon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the opportunities. Doidi li. Ani ledoidi v'doidi li. That's the reciprocity of Ani Ladoidi Vadoidi Li. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. He's giving us now such opportunity for Teshuvah, to be Moisif Kedusha. And it's a Chayv Mutal Aleinu that we have to be Misyachis to that and to be Moisif Kedusha Alidei Avedah.